You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
And what sin is for, we move ourselves from self-righteousness. And we tap into his righteousness. That means I can tell on that what the enemy has done to me. We got a whole lot of scholars going to heaven because they say they're scholars. I ain't knocking them myself. I just don't want to challenge me not making it. For me not doing what the word of God says. I began to look at this. How is it? Any man I looked up in the future, I point on his promise. See what he promised. That old men and young men and young women go prophesize. And they're doing that now. But those are gifts. But that should be revelation knowledge when we kick it back into the word of God. Isn't it amazing? Let me go to that book. We ain't going there. I'm going to go right here right now. But verse 9, it says, of sin because they believe not on me. Why do you think Christ been rejected? All that he do and has done for you and I, we don't believe. We go back to doing just what we want to do. Ain't never stopped doing it. You just want to get a break and get your heart pacer in. Where you can go out there and play with it because you think it's secure because you got one from the people downtown. I want him to come in and give me a new one. So I won't play with this one because I want the other one out. Can I get my three people to help me? I don't want to keep hanging around with unbelievers. Because I want to come to be a believer. I don't care how many you cut and we roll together, but I got to cut you a loose. Because me and you ain't trying to get to the same page. I'm trying to get over here with this Jesus thing. And you keep on telling me about the club scene. No, I got to cut you loose because you unbelieving all that he want to do for you and I. He want to come in and make a connection between you and I. His Holy Spirit going to come up in there with you messed up with all the mother spirit we operating in. Pray sometime. Read the word sometime. Sleep the most of the time. He want to come up in there and endow us with his power. But you're going to have to define, do you want it? Not off and on. Because something will come when you're off and it keep you off and you think you on. I see people tip by here. But they're always talking about me. You go on and talk. Because I care less. Hey, Pastor, how you doing, your old 5 or 6 phase heifer? You got one for every line. There's a lot of people walking around with all them two faces. I'm going to see you. You're going to need them all when you get in hell. But what God, you invited me so you can love on people who deranged. We are deranged until we let God come in. Deranged. I ain't talking about nobody. I said, I'm deranged. Because let me tell you what they, we gonna try to pretend that we got something we ain't got it. All these people hooked up on the house and let you little baby on train children come up there and tear it up. I bet you don't get an invitation to come back. That's how I'm talking. Then you tell everybody. They wasn't clean and they set up on my nice sofa. And they wipe their hands on my walls. Oh, you really crazy. Can I get a whip? And you come out. I enjoy y'all. Y'all do come back. You a liar. You don't want them back. And then when the children get grown, you don't still want them to come back. We are so messed up. In this universe of sin. We need to cover that. We want to invite him in, but we won't invite him in for things. He ain't that kind of getter. When you get in trouble, you thought you done got the ninja and you won't stop hoeing around. It's okay. We don't want to talk about the things we do in the bed because they said that ain't church. That, well, you give it to them at church because they ain't going to hear it nowhere else. You can't expect God to give you your best when you ain't doing nothing but your worst. Because my worst make me feel good. When I get to my best, it going to do me good. Isn't that amazing? You be dreaming about this fine man and then I already learned how to draw a sketch of him. And he ain't yours. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying until you make up your mind. I invited me because I don't know what I need. I got so many things. It's good to be smart and intelligent on this side, but what you doing for spiritual side? Wearing your Looney Tune clothes. We wear Looney Tune clothes all the time and we tighten that up. Dad, where you been? I've been to Paris. No, you ain't been down nowhere but under the bridge. I hear some people on the radio. I just came back for this great big conference. Well, won't you get the liberty? You won't have to keep lying. We want to do things because we don't want him to come in. God is looking for people to tell where he brought them from. And not be ashamed what somebody else say about you or how they view you. But we so busy trying to be a brought on what people level is and they stand up. You better find out what his is and begin to let him know what you there get to that standard. He's a healer. You can't heal yourself. He's delivering from the mess we made in ourselves. Hallelujah. He's, oh my God. He want to be that tool that will fix us for everything that's wrong. But we don't want him to fix us. I see some of these young girls. They ain't happy till they get to the club. Because somebody done told them they done missed something. If you stay with Jesus, he'll send the devil in his house and get him delivered. Then you will have to get him from the club. Huh? I ain't hear nobody. You think people scared to go out to the club and with all this killing going on? Get in your car. Leave out about 11:30 at night. They going to the club or going to the party. They ain't scared. But when you make up your mind, that's something I need. I don't know what it is. But I'm going to keep calling on him. And my God, my God. He's going to show you his works. He's going to show you about the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, it's a keeper. It's a comforter. It'll give you peace when ain't none around you. It'll show proof to you that I am. And some be bothering your spirit, man. And before you know it, God don't sell your spirit. And you still up on that high in Jesus. And you say, I will not come down. Because he have given me something that I need. And he has shown me that it is of him. And I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it for my glory to be a witness of him and tell somebody what he has done. Just for me. I ain't hear nobody. I'm going to my father. Because we won. He just want me to get you screened up where y'all can get this thing together. And when you hook up with him, and now we are one. You ain't going to be nobody to reckon with. God looking for some young men and women to get fired up with him, not injected with religious and tradition. Been in church bondage, done got your mind cooked and crazy. And scared of folks. And they scared of Jesus. So what we do? We play Russian roulette. over and over again because he get us out of one thing. That's Russian roulette. You could have been dead on that one. But he didn't lie. The bullet to hit you. But then he said, I want to comfort you. I want to fill you with my Holy Spirit. And if you let me come in, I'll endow you with my power. Stand up, Michael. Stand up out here. I didn't know it was you. Michael, many people have given you many words. But I remember telling a person this. Do you want to come to this Jesus, Michael? Because the enemy wants you real bad. You can make up your mind. You don't have to worry about your surroundings. Can I get it quiet over here, please? You can make up your mind. Do you want? You ain't got to roll on the floor in time to not look like you hip-hop and got it together. That ain't what I'm saying. You were not designed for the street. If you won't, hear me today. I want you to have, yes, Russ. But if you don't want, your mom and dad and your grandmama can't make you take it. But this road to destruction I see, it will bring you more pain than you will ever, ever understand. If you want, did you hear me say, I said, I don't know what I need you for. But I know I need you. You are not supposed to be a thug on the street. Because some people don't make it, Michael. God has given you an opportunity. And if you don't want it, he won't make you take it. He won't make you take it, Michael. You're very influenced by gang in the streets. I don't know whether this happened when you was a little boy, but somewhere it become to be entreating to you that that's what you like, this monster way of living. But it ain't nothing but a setup, Michael. And it can allow you an early out of here. Or you can stay in him and be just as much miserable as an early out of here. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? This lady said her son, 19 years old. I'm sure if I call his name, if you don't know of him, you're intrigued about his lifestyle. But he on the loose now. And if no police is catching, they will put some bullets in him if God don't keep him. When you told me where tonight you were going to cut your hair, I really didn't believe you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because that hair makes a statement of who you done become. But it ain't you. If you wanted to signify who you have become, that's okay too. I ain't telling you to repent. I ain't telling you ask God for God. I just ask you, do you want him? If you want him, Micah, he'll come up in there with all our mess up and all our theories and all our reason and all our excuses. He'll come, Micah. Because he's still working miracles. heard the pastor say, I need you. The enemy trying to forfeit your future. Let me tell you what now. You think they want to give people a job, ain't got no high school diploma. They don't really want to give one with that now. And you looking like you're going to scare everybody in the office. They ain't taking you nowhere like that. You need him to allow you to be an example for your brothers. Malachi, your other little brothers. I refuse to allow them to think you done gain a gangster face. The devil is a liar. Some of these children done trained to be so hard, cold, you scared to look at them. But I ain't scared. You need him as your protector. You need him to be your keeper. Because when you get up out here messing with these little junky little fellas out here, they'll do something to you. Of course, you don't believe me. You can go to him and say, the pastor say, I need you. Because I want you to know you need him, Michael. Because God got some great things. Your grandmama to put up every prayer she can find. Your parents. But you're going to have to define, do you need it? I ain't trying to make you go through nothing. No, that ain't what I'm saying to you. I don't know whether your parents make you cut your hair or what, but you told me you were going to get it cut. I just like say, he nonchalant. He ain't going to do it. It's not in cutting your hair, but how the enemy tried to portray you to be something that you're not. That's not you, but if you want to define, can it be me? Sometimes you lose on the transition trying to be something that you were supposed to be. Illusion. I keep you in prayer. Because you've been in this ministry since you was an arm baby, and it's just like you're one of my grandchildren. I don't want no harm to come to you. We all been disobedient, rebellious, not listening and all that, but God have allowed some people to undergird. That's in prayer. And prayer works every time. My God, my God. I want you to think on it. Think on what I said to you, Michael. And if you will receive it, God will turn some things around for you. He gonna turn it around. Because the enemy, I saw the same plan for my other grandson as I see for you. The enemy will take you up out of here. And you can't come back, man. Once we close the eyes, can't nobody come back here. Raise your hand. Father, you woke me up and you told me to bring this message. You called my kosha. I need you to see my kosha. You're the same God. And time past has transformed your miracle working God. Oh God, I thank you now for touching Micah's mind. I thank you now, God, because the enemy is going to release a demon that none care, and I see the same. In the name of Jesus, this darkness, you got to go. In the name of Jesus, I He said, let me have it. And when you let him have it, that means I ain't gonna bother with it no more. I ain't gonna allow it. See, the enemy are putting all of the stress upon you. And the enemy don't want us to identify that it's affecting us. Are you hearing me? Weight that you don't even know where it came from. I mean, I ain't talking about natural weight. I'm just talking about weight on your spirit, man. Am I talking to you? And you keep on saying these things didn't have to be done, but we're going to let him have them all. I don't do this to make nobody mad, but I do this for somebody to get healed and delivered. But you're going to have to let it go now, and when you do, you're going to see God fix it. And however he fixes it, it got to be well, because I got to keep moving it on. I keep on saying, God, give me that what I need, because I really don't know, but you know what I stand in need of. So I give you praise now, God, that you will lift this weight that he's carrying for more than one thing, for more than one situation. I thank you now for lifting him up so he can walk in assurance and clarity that, God, you already done worked this thing out. And I got to praise that you releasing me now on today, and I will not shut it down, because the adversary will not take what God has given me. Somebody give God some praise. If you don't think, the enemy will come and get it. You presented that, so you can't have it. You didn't give it to me. I gave it. What you gonna do with it? We around here acting like little peons, but he giving it to us. When he give you something, you're gonna be tested to see, do you believe it? That's why we don't walk in it, cause when we test it, we get gone, cause the test too big for us. It ain't too big for God. When he called me to ministry, I have many tests and still do. But I say, you greater, cause you the one, the giver. I don't know what I need, but give me what I need. And I'll use it for your glory. I testify of your goodness. And then on both sides, I bless your name today. I bless your name. I bless your name. He's bringing it tight. The enemy wants us to want to have us a little pity party. No, he's bringing it to us tight and direct. You can accept it or get out. And I ain't talking about get out from the things of God. The Lord told me to tell this woman, you can leave God's pathetic outreach ministry. But if you leave me, you're going to have a problem right then and there. And I say that to anybody. It ain't the billing. It's the billing you carry. Because you don't want the biller to fix your billing. And I wasn't bigoted. Well, I told her what the Lord told me to tell her. And that's how I get down. Because he didn't, the man didn't say, I live. He said, do you want to live? Declare. I got to get you today, daughter. Come on. I see the enemy been messing with your health big time. But the Lord kept allowing you to come before me. I was laying in the bed. I speak to those asthma in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Pastor, will you bring me my towel, please? I speak to this digestion. Every time you think you done got better, the enemy come with another attack on you. If I ain't talking to you, call me today. Sometimes you can't hardly catch your breath, and it ain't about your size. The devil is a liar. Oh, thank you, darling. It ain't about your size. I say every time, I say, God, I keep on seeing you come before my face, and I began to lift you up. But God manifesting his healing because he set you here. Do you hear me what I'm saying? It's amazing when God sent us somewhere, he already done already orchestrated a plan for that what I need. Hallelujah, my God. The enemy has been attacking you big time and full time. Am I talking to you? But I give him praise today. I give him praise because you say, God, I want to be settled in my spirit, man. I want to know for myself that all that you have told me and all that you have done for me, that you're going to do this thing here. Because you've been saying, God, I want you to pray for healing. Hallelujah, my God. I give you praise here today. I'm going to take this towel and I'm going to take it and throw some L on you. And you're going to spill this here. And it's going to get down on in your inner man. Hallelujah, sir. It's going to break the cycle of the adversary. I thank you now for new breath, new determination, new healing. Oh, my God. In the most side, Baba, see. He shot the Baba, side. Even a glory, even a hot area. Her breathing capacity, she shall breathe. Sometimes it feels like you're going to pass out. Am I talking to you? But the devil's a liar. That's just a setup. He cannot take what God has already done for you. He cannot take it because he don't have the power. He's been trying a long time. But God has worked some miracles in your sire, not only in your surrounding, but in your body. I speak to her every asthma attack, every attack that the enemy trying to wiggle you up in. Now it look like time one, and I come another one. But the devil is a liar today in the name of Jesus. Release her. Pray for your healing. Oh, and then the most. That is. Bring that peace that you give. That you give. That you give. That you give. It ain't no substitute that you give. And allow her today to breathe better and to feel better. I see you with your assignment. But God, you're greater. What more course?
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our school's meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.